You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and pleased to have with me in the studio tonight. We have a studio full, as a matter of fact. This is a first. This is the largest crowd we've ever had in the WCRI studio. There's 72 people here representing Shakespeare in the Park. Colonial Theatre Shakespeare in the Park. We have with us tonight the marketing and PR person from that group, Karen Baker. Thanks for being here, Karen.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's nice to have you with us. And we have composer, who is, we're going to find out a lot about, Flav Martin. Flav, thank you for being here.
I'm sorry. You are. Who are you?
I'm Mike, and you're you're Flav.
Hi.
And we're gonna talk about you and find out who you are and why you're here.
And yes,
the best part about Flav being here, actually, besides the music that you brought with you, is you also brought your daughter with you.
Yes.
Laura is here. Hi, Laura. Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Nice to see Laura. She's a she's very big in the Westerly area. I understand you're going to run for mayor at some point in time, right?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, we'll find out more about all these people. But right now, let's get to the Colonial Theater's presentation of Shakespeare in the Park. And Karen, tell us just a little bit about the organization.
The Colonial Theater Shakespeare Festival has been in operation since 1990, when we did our first production in the park. This is our 19th production, but our 20th season. There were a couple years when we were not able to produce our play in the summer.
The audience in the background is now going, oh, okay.
So in 2007, we did not have a production, but and I believe in 1995 before I came on board with the theater, but every year since then.
Okay. And that takes place at Wilcox Park in beautiful downtown Westerly, right?
It does, in Wilcox Park, and it's running right now. It opened on Thursday, July 16th, and it is running every night except for Monday evenings through August 2nd at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at night, and the ticket prices are pretty good, aren't they?
They're excellent. It's free.
It's free. There's a deal you don't hear very often, and you can give a donation at the door if you're so,
We do request donations of $10 per person, and we encourage the audience to come early and bring a picnic and enjoy the park surroundings before the play starts at 8 o'clock.
Excellent. Well, it is a beautiful park, and I've been there a few times. Actually, our old studios used to be right around the corner from there, but now here we are in beautiful downtown Exeter. And Flav, just tell us a little bit about your background as a composer. And you look very young, so you're very well accomplished at this point, I'm guessing.
Well, I actually started writing in 1970. That was when I wrote my first song.
Wow, you're old.
I am, yeah. But I was 10. I was 10 years old, and I wrote a song about a woman getting married at a funeral.
A woman getting married
merrily.
At a funeral.
Merrily, yeah, that's
okay. That was your first big hit.
Yes, my family was very much inspired by Fellini, so at 10, I had the Fellini. Everything had to have a drama to it, so it was if you put a funeral and a marriage together,
right.
Which, there is sort of the death of all hope.
Anyway,
I put those together, and that was my first song, 1970. Yeah.
And where were you in 1970?
In New York. I was born and raised in New York.
In New York. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good, not for nothing, but this is kind of out of the way for me.
Okay, over here.
I saw a funny sign coming here. It says, entering Exeter. Should I send that to Jay Leno or Colin? Right, which one of those is the one that takes the funny signs?
I think Jay Leno's gone, but that's keep up.
Jay
with
Leno's
the
gone. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's right.
He'll
be back soon.
You have a Betamax here, right? Yeah.
But as far as your connection to the Colonial Theater, what does that tie in?
When I moved up here from New York, I was doing a lot of benefit shows. And they ran a couple of stories on me because my great uncle was a tenor at the Metropolitan Opera House, who was an understudy. He was actually the next big star after Enrico Caruso in the 1920s. And so a lot of my family has sort of a classical background. However,
now, are you Irish? Your Irish background?
I am. Yes. Yeah. Flavio McMartin. No, I was born Flavio Martinelli.
Martinelli. Yeah.
Flavio Martinelli. A lot of garlic over there.
There was a guy in Boston named Anthony Martinelli.
Martinelli. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We went to different schools together.
Okay.
Karen
right now is holding her head saying, I can't believe this is happening to Shakespeare in the Park. But that's all right. We'll get to Shakespeare in a minute.
I was telling Karen that that's why my daughter's here. I'm the Mozart of the contemporary music scene. I'm the one that gets in trouble.
The troublemaker.
Yeah. But I've had the sense of being able to write classical music because I did score some stuff for Saturday Night Live in the early 80s and PBS. And they ran a couple of stories, and one day Harlan, through a friend, contacted me, and this is my sixth play.
Sixth year working with the Colonial Theater.
Yeah, so you could say I've scored six times.
There you go.
All right.
and now Laura's going, oh, I don't want to hear this. You know, maybe this is a good time to get to a piece of music. And Flav has brought several things with him, but this first thing we're going to play for you is something that you put together, which is a lot of little pieces that people hear. If they go to this particular performance, they'll hear these pieces, correct?
Yes. Yes. And the funny thing is that a lot of times people will, they'll say, they'll watch the play and not realize a lot of the music that goes on because it's segue music and transitional music, but they're all actual pieces that were written with the intention of the dynamic of the acting that's
all right. Well, we'll listen to a couple minutes of that and then be back with more of Colonial Theater's Shakespeare in the Park.
All right.
right, now we're in the mood. We have the idea of the transition scenes that are going on. And Flav, tell us about this next piece, or two pieces, actually, that we're going to hear about.
Yes. This is a song that I was that's been sort of half written for a while. And then when Holland approached me about the song that he wanted one of the characters to sing, it inspired me to continue it and to finish it into the song called Sylvia, which Paul Romero sings, Lance.
Right. The character Lance, and character everybody Lance. Should know that Harland, that you are referring to as Harland Meltzer,
yes,
the artistic producing director of the Shakespeare Festival.
Yes, the right. Chairman of the board and the CEO.
And he was here with us last time, I believe, when we had David Burney with us last
yes,
year.
Yes, that was right. last year.
Okay. All right, so let's listen to that, and then we'll come back and find out about some more things about Flav and the Colonial Theater. As in any production, there's a lot of people that are not only in the cast, but behind the scenes. We mentioned Harland. Tell us about other people involved with the production.
Well, we have several returning actors who have been in a number of Colonial Theater Shakespeare Festival productions, among which are Enrique Bravo, who is returning for his third season. Women especially will remember him as playing Romeo in 2006. Paul Romero, who is a very popular actor and who has been in a number of our Shakespeare Festival productions, is back, and he's our singer. Jimmy Egan, Charles Anthony, Ed Franklin, who plays the Duke, is a veteran of Colonial Theater performances.
So John Wayne is in this? Oh, not that Duke, a different Duke.
Ed Franklin plays the Duke of Milan.
Oh, okay. All right.
And the two lady protagonists in the play are Julia, playing Julia and Sylvia are Jessica Howell as Julia and Patricia Santomasso as Sylvia. Patricia was in last year's production of As You Like It and broke a lot of hearts then, too.
Oh.
Both young ladies are beautiful. And our actors are very handsome. The other male lead is played by Armistead Johnson, who is Valentine. And then we have Jamie Dufault, who is a returning actor. I think this is his fifth year. Uh-huh. And his whole family is involved in our production.
Great.
Mother Sean is on our board. Father Gene builds the set and is the head of our crew. Brother Jesse is on the soundboard and the lights. And so we have the whole Dufault family involved. David Loeb is an English teacher at Choate, and this is his first time performing in the park, and he's very excited to be here. And Charles Anthony is back for another season as well, playing Thurio.
Wow, what a cast. So a lot of people involved in this. And Flav, back to you about getting to this next piece of music as we hurry along here. This one's called Chameleon. Tell us about this.
This is a song, you know, Chameleon is pretty much a song about someone who is soul searching and constantly believes the theory of win in Rome, do as the Romans do, and he travels a lot. So his personality changes a lot, and he likes to not stay grounded intentionally. He loves to experience different things, and other, you know, people think that he's a little bit unstable, but actually he's more like a Renaissance man.
All right, now we should make it clear that the first few pieces of music we listen to is something they will hear at the park.
Yes.
But from now on, the rest of the music is your creation that's not part of the production?
No, it's but they're more, since I infused my family's classical upbringing into folk pop rock music, mm-hmm. This is an example of something like that.
All right, great. We'll pick Chameleon up in the middle and listen to the end because it's a little bit lengthy, and we'll listen to that now.
Sings out so loud in the night, nobody there except for my heart and my fight, heart and my fight to gain what my eyes couldn't see, touch my hands couldn't feel. There's a lot of people talking about the way I change from day to day, can't deal with us chameleons. Suddenly another day has masked those feelings. All the rallied sun has turned to gray. But I know the reason now. It sings out so loud in the night. Nobody there except for my heart. There's a lot of people talking about the way I change from day to day. Can't deal with us
Bob, I think we can squeeze in one more piece of music before we take our first break. What's Dancing Fields about?
Dancing Fields, actually the idea came from going to see, since the Grateful Dead stopped touring, the Onslaught was a jam, it's called a jam band following, where there's a lot of really prolific musicians that play, instrumental music. And I used to see people just openly dancing like they did in the 60s, just like in the fields. I almost thought of like the Sound of Music. Of yeah, Woodstock. But then I saw it more like, like something that, I want to teach the world to sing.
Okay, and
to
dance.
And I had that image of that kind of dancing with the song because I felt, I named it after it was recorded. I just saw myself dancing in the field, and that's about the only reason why it's called that.
All right, we'll listen to that. That's a good reason as any, we'll take a short break after that and be back with more and find out more about the Colonial Theater's presentation of Shakespeare in the Park.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we're having a very fun evening talking with representatives of the Colonial Theater. Karen Baker is here. She is the marketing and PR person. And Flav Martin is here, and his daughter Laura is with us in the studio. And we have a great time talking about the music that Flav has created for the Shakespeare Festival and other music he's created on his own. And this next piece of music that we want to get to is an Italian flavor. Since you and I are both Italian, how you doing? We went there already. Tell us about this next piece.
Well, this next piece is a song that me and my mom used to sing when I was 10 years old. And I revamped it, and I actually introduced it to my daughter, who actually knows all the words to it and who doesn't speak fluent Italian. I spoke Italian before English, and I lost my accent because everyone in my family was born in Italy except me. Anyway, Laura, who is titles. She's a great titler. She's titled many of my compositions where I write something and I'll say, what your name? You know, she named the song Nell'aria, for instance.
Yes, which means in the air in Italian. So, yeah, it kind of made sense with the sound of the music and how the beat went.
Yeah. And she's also Westerly's public speaking champion 2 years in a row, and that's why she's got a mic in front of her right now.
No, don't do that.
Well, actually, that's kind of unfair to stick a microphone in front of her, but Westerly's public speaking champion is pretty cool. Yeah. And you probably don't want to talk about that. But
and she's a pianist and plays the mandolin also.
When did you start playing the piano?
When we moved here in Westerly, about 7 years ago, I started taking lessons from Georgette Lebrecq. And then after a couple of years, I just started becoming ear-trained with my father at home. And he taught me songs and everything. And
okay, well, that sounds like a whole nother show we could do just on Laura. And at some point, we should do that. We should bring some of your music in, and we'll find out more about you. But we're here about Shakespeare in the Park. So, Karen, could you just remind the audience that might be listening about either a website or a phone number if they need further information?
Sure. The Colonial Theater website is thecolonialtheater.org. And if anybody wants more information, they should call our phone at 401-596-7909. And I also want to make sure that people know that our sponsors have been of great assistance to us, and we want to thank the Town of Westerly, the Westerly Public Library, and especially the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, because we did receive a great deal of stimulus funds from them this year. The economy being what it is, we didn't know if we were going to go ahead with the play this summer or not. And that is why, by the way, we all especially enjoy donations from every audience member there.
All right, of course. Well, we'll get back to that in the third segment and remind you once again about the phone number and website. But right now, let's go to that piece of music, and we'll be back with more.
Io canto il mio amore per te, questa notte diventa poesia, la mia voce sarà una lacrima di nostalgia, non ti chiederò mai perché da me sei andato via. Mi è giusto tutto quello che fai. Io ti amo e gridarlo vorrei, ma la voce dell'anima canta piano, lo sai. Stasera non posso nemmeno parlare perché piangere. Io canto la tristezza che in me, questa notte sarà melodia. Piango ancora per te, anche se ormai non è una follia. Non ti chiedo perché, adesso tu mi
non sei più mia. E il mio giusto, tutto quello che fa. Dell'anima canta piano, lo sai, io ti amo e gridarlo vorrei, ma stasera non posso nemmeno parlare perché piangerei. Ti amo. Io ti amo.
Okay, Flav, we have listened to some great music, and I guess, you know, when you're talking about a composer, we don't have a lot of composers that come through here on Conducting Conversations. 90% of the people that we have are performers. So the difference, do you ever perform any of your pieces, or do you strictly just write them and let other people perform them?
Oh, no, I am primarily a performing songwriter.
Oh, as well. Yes, all right. So composer, songwriter. Yeah. And
the time that I spend on film scoring and scoring for plays like this is probably maybe 20% as compared to 80 of my live performances.
Okay, so you go both to the performance side.
Yep.
Because I do know some composers that don't want to know anything about performing; they just want to be behind the scenes. But
No.
All right,
I haven't gotten to that yet.
as long as it's successful, right? Tell us about this next piece.
This next piece is called "All in a Dream," and it was the inspiration. It was a love song written for Laura's mom.
All right.
First song.
We'll listen to All in a Dream, then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. We're talking with the representatives of the Colonial Theater Shakespeare Festival. And Karen, there's actually a longer name now, right? As described by the state legislature?
That is correct. The House of Representatives has designated our Shakespeare Festival as the official Shakespeare Festival of the state of Rhode Island.
All right, not to be confused with the...
any other Shakespeare production in the state.
Right, you are official. And part of that is Harland, I presume. It had something to do with that, I would guess, as the main man.
Harland is the main man. He's the artistic producing director. And as such, he pulls together the most incredible production in the most amazing short amount of time of anybody we've ever seen. And the actors love him, and he creates a high quality, top notch performance every year, and we've gotten rave reviews every year that I've been with the theater.
That's excellent. And then he's also the contact to people like Flav, who you know, I presume he went to you and said, come and do this for me.
Yes, and Harland is quite an interesting person, because most of the other people who are directors and run the show like that are very serious, and they run the gamut of emotions. He is very laid back. He doesn't act like a director, but somehow everything he says is to the point. He knows exactly what he wants. And what I love about him is that so much thought went into it that when it comes out, it's almost not like a non-negotiable. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. actors will say, well, that's a good idea, but what about this? But he thinks it out so clearly that once it's said, that's just the way it is. And I love that about Harland. And he says it in a non-dictatorial.
Right, not threatening or anything else.
You know, it's just because he's very cerebral. He thinks about things. So, mm-hmm. And that's why things get pieced together. So he's never questioned, because he thinks everything out. He's really...
I will second that, because even the new actors have commented how much they love Harland and his laid-back attitude. And yet he accomplishes exactly what he sets out to do in a very calm and non-stressful way that the actors really love, and it helps their creative process as well.
Excellent.
Not that he's faultless in any way, but that'll be another show.
Yeah, we'll do another show. Yeah, the faults of
the
Harland.
The dark side of Harland here at WCRI.
All right, but let's go to another piece of music, and this is another one of yours, obviously, called With You. Is that the full title?
Yes, With You.
With You, all right. Any explanation needed? No?
No. It's,
all right.
You know, you meet someone and you want to be with them.
All right. We'll listen to With You. All right. Now, with us in the studio today is Laura, who is Flav's daughter, and she is. We talked to her for a moment or two about Westerly being in public speaking and in school and involved in things like that. But you're behind the scenes hanging around all the time with all these actors, right?
Yes, I am. I am. I've known them for quite some time from all over the place.
And you've kind of grown up. How many years have you been involved?
About 5 years.
5 years. So a good portion of your life already, because is it okay if we tell everybody how old you are?
Yes, I'm 13 years old.
13 years old. She doesn't sound that way, but she's a very attractive 13. Thank you for coming in the studio today. One of the funny things we were talking about off air was occasionally we've talked about this character Harlan and what kind of guy he is. And your father put together a piece of music that is played at the end of this thing that people will hear this week, right?
Yes, he did. He put together a rap tune. But originally, he was just messing around. It was just supposed to be some sort of joke, like to the song Sylvia. He would put some sort of rap tune behind it, hip-hop style, and he was going to hand it to Harlan as a joke and say, hey, this is the song, I hope you like it. But then, you know, Harlan, once again, is a laid-back person, and he actually liked the song, and he's like, why don't we use this as a twist to the end of the Shakespeare Fest?
All right, so that's what happened, and now when you're there in the park, you'll be able to hear that Rapspear, as it's called.
Rapspear. Okay, you just coined a new term, Mike.
Yes. No, actually, I didn't make it up. It's right on his thing. So
sorry.
Yes, I coined it. Thank you very much.
But I'll take credit for it. It's royalty
okay.
Involved.
It's patent pending.
And
copyright.
So, Flav, thank you for being here and bringing your music to us. I appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes, I want to thank the Colonial Theater for giving me an opportunity, and you know I didn't mention my brother, but he was my main inspiration to first play, and my family and my father was no longer with us, but they were all very important to me in my musical upbringing. And thank you, Karen, for inviting me. And
my pleasure.
And Harlan. Karen, it's great to have you with us, and glad that you can make it. I much prefer to have you here than Holland. And
so
as we do these in the future, last year we had the show with David Burney, and when he was here, it's great to have you here. So
thank
thanks
you
for coming.
I listen to you all the time, Mike, so I'm glad to meet you in person.
Well, it was great to meet you, and I'll say hello to you on the news.
Okay.
And, all right, we're going to actually listen to Rapspear. For those of you that are reaching for the volume knob, I promise it's not very long, so we'll listen to that right now.
Well, it is the exact words that Paul sings in the middle of the Shakespeare Festival.
So kind of Shakespearean words set to rap, so
yes.
to speak. All right. Thank you, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you, Mike.
Come on. Here. Come on. Here. Yeah, who is Sylvia? What is she? That's all our swings commend her. Holy fair and wise is she. The heavens such grace did lend her. She might be admired be. Is she the kind that she is fair? For beauty lives with kindness. Love those to her eyes repair. Suck it up. Yeah, Sil. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.